if this grows, it doesn't grow. No one's listening.
It is, actually.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Not you, non-bread. You know, I never actually asked if we wanted to record.
Yeah, I know. This is something we do.
It just is. Sit sock. It's just something we do.
Learning and growing.
I don't think we learn and grow. And I don't think we can use that. Uncle Betts are going to sue the shit out of us.
They're not going to sue us. We supported them.
I'm Kendrick. I love that. They listen to the podcast and there's MC Bat Commander eating his breakfast cereal and he hits the table. He's like, that's our slogan. Quick, check to see if they were on a Kickstarter. Okay? Never mind.
This time, sit sock.
They get this one.
Dude, we should have paid them enough to give us like a shout out on our podcast.
I'm sure if we just ask them, they'll give us a shout out.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. We were pretty vulgar.
We are, but I feel like they'll forgive us because they're the Aquabats. Anyway, Highball should give us some money.
Aquabats. We're waiting on people to tell us which episode we should send to Highball. There was a few suggestions.
We're going to wait for a while because did that episode actually come out?
It did.
Oh, it did.
And then there's a few suggestions that Kevin gave us, but there was one thing he said not to send them. Can you guess which episode it was?
This one we're recording now.
The rant.
Oh, God. I don't know why you let me put that out.
I think it's funny. It's like
have you actually listened to the whole thing?
I've listened to like maybe 90% of it. And I think it's funny that we have just one episode that
is one run-on sentence.
Is just like the one we reference all the time, but like isn't one that we probably should reference all the time.
It's one breathless run-on sentence by one angry person.
How long you went on?
Oh, I was it took it out of me, man. Like that was, I came home and was like physically exhausted, but emotionally like happy. That was very. I strongly encourage all of you, and I still do, and I did then, and I continue to support all of you to sit down and record 40 minutes of you just pissing and moaning at the top of your voice. All of it. Just let it all out.
Yeah, I bet it's really cathartic.
It was amazing.
That's going to be one of our Kickstarter tiers, is you get your own rant episode.
Just try to keep it to like 30% or less racism. That's all I ask.
We'll screen them before we post them, but... Or, I'm sorry, Kendrick will screen them. So, yes, I guess you're right. His metrics are the metrics you have to go by.
My metric is the... keep it to 30% or less racism. And try to keep it to less than 30% really of any ism, I suppose. I mean, there's going to be some isms in there. I accept that, but try to minimize
monotheism?
It. Yeah, try to keep that to a minimum too, if possible.
I was like, I had all these like topics I wanted to talk about and stuff, and then like, I just forgot all of them, every fucking one of them. I was just like,
Can
the wind.
Take a moment to talk about the bedazzled burrito again, though. Have you gone there yet?
No, I haven't. There's no time like the present.
It sounds like it would be really crunchy. Is all I'm saying.
Well, like I don't think that's how they spell bedazzled, like if there's no, it's like. You need an EL. That's old.
No, it's that weird LE thing.
No, you're
dazzled.
Right. I fucking hate English so
much.
Yeah,
no,
I like that I can use it, but I was like, I went to see a movie last night and it called Overlord. It was like directed by an Australian dude, produced by J.J. Abrams, World War II movie about Nazi super soldiers.
Pretty cool. Fuck, that sounds awesome. Sounds like Dutch Snow, but. The present version.
Which one?
Dead Snow.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, it kind of is. It's a little less zombie, a little more Hellboy, in my opinion, but...
In your opinion?
The fuck was I going to say?
You're talking about the movie?
EL English, okay.
Nice.
I was...
Nice recovery.
Yeah. Thank you. In the movie, they speak German and French and English, right?
Yeah.
By far, French is the hardest language to understand if you've taken a passing glance at it.
Right.
German is one of the easiest languages to learn and understand if you know English, because most of the German sentences leave words out of English. Because they're like, wissen Sie das? And you're like, it's like, do you know that? And like, you have all these like converted adjectives that get converted into the do's and don'ts and B's and R's, and that German's like, nah, just leave this shit out. We don't really need all that shit.
That's extraneous. No,
dude,
so
this is a chain of yellow lights. It's going to end us all.
It's going to. I'm just going to stop at this green light. Just stop at it because I know.
You got to make up for it's game be, time.
Yeah. My favorite part about German mostly is that the grammar kind of resembles oldie-timey English. And when you start thinking about it that way, it starts to make a lot more sense to me. And like, my family talked about this when we were all learning German.
Angels.
Yeah, it's like, wouldst thou perchance want to do this thing? And you're like, well, you just change like the words over to German. That's the grammar. Like, the grammar structure just becomes, be you angels, like you said. That's a very, you know, German.
Yeah, like, yeah. The other part
du,
of this.
Bist du.
I don't know what angels.
England?
England, yeah, yeah. Sure, we'll call
And that is, that's it, that's what it is. I think that's the correct way to say it in German, if you were to say, are you angels?
Yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is, if you want to learn a language that you'll, like, be able to feel cool about when you watch movies with subtitles, learn German, because it's, like, super, super fulfilling and super,
like,
fun to
it
be
is,
like,
it
I
is fun.
Said it.
And German is often the language of villains, so you can hear what the bad guys are saying to each other.
Yeah.
Because
even
one,
Germans hate Nazis.
Well, I mean, like, it's just a common, yeah. The other one you'll hear a lot is Russian for bad guys, especially if you go to, like, Cold War era movies. That's one of the reasons I've been learning Russian.
Because you want to be a villain?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I want to be a Cold War era villain.
Dude, that's pretty sweet. Let's talk a little bit about Danger 5.
Before that,
okay.
I want to say I learned a smattering of Russian, and it made John Wick that much more fun.
Cool. I'll have to... Russian seems scary to me.
It is.
Any language that has its own alphabet.
An alphabet that's,
like,
a combination of Greek, Hebrew, and Latin.
Yeah, just kind of like, I'm like, well, I don't even understand the English alphabet. How am I supposed to understand
And Russian has all these things where, like, there's the friend, there's friends, there are the letters, they call them the friend letters that are the ones that are the same in English, then the false friends that are the English letters, but used differently.
Huh.
So
like what?
There's the B is actually a V.
Oh, wow.
And the O is actually an I.
That's... That would fuck me up.
No, it's tough. It is tough. It requires a lot of careful, like, you just need to, like, split your brain and just accept that this is not America.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I Googled that Morning Story place, and it doesn't exist. So,
Morning Story?
Not really sure what the fuck it is.
Okay.
I just saw it the other day. So,
hey,
leave in the comments. What do you think Morning Story is?
It sounds like a venereal disease.
It's... Well, yeah, there's a lot of dark paths we could go with that. I wanted you to talk to me more about Danger 5. So, apparently everybody in the world has watched Danger 5 but me.
That's not true. Kate hasn't.
Okay. So, apparently everybody in the world has watched Danger 5 but Kate and I.
Yep.
Kate and me.
Yeah.
Fuck English! No,
that one's actually simple. The word...
I know the rule. And I was, like, I was adamant that I was the right one in my head when I was saying it. And
that's
then
not English, that's
I
on
always
you, man.
Have to react, and I'm like, wait, oh, fuck.
That's on you, man.
I know.
But it is true, though. It's like, no, that's one makes sense. It doesn't matter that one makes sense, because the rest don't. So it's like, oh, is that the one spot in English that makes sense? Oh, great, good. I'm not going to fucking remember that.
Because
none of
the
rest of it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
So anyway.
It's apparently this really fucking entertaining show.
It is redonk-donk, silly butts.
Yeah, I want you to just talk about it for a little bit, because... the premise, as far as I know, is it's a group of U.S. people in the United States that...
Can we talk about that Signs by Tomorrow, please?
We've talked about it before, I think. Or at least I have in my head.
Signs by Tomorrow. It's like Cakes by Karen, but it's Signs by... Who's Tomorrow?
No,
is that like The Weeknd?
I think they mean like you can have your signs by tomorrow. Like, if you go in and get
say
them...
There's a man there called Tomorrow.
That would be sweet, like Jerry Tomorrow.
That guy is,
but it's
not. Wait, look at that person's windscreen. Windshield. They don't. You can't see out of
dude,
it.
You're so European.
I know him. Well,
it's okay.
A,
he doesn't need to see out of it. He just needs to.
You can't see through that at all.
Drive. I didn't realize it got that cold in Arvada this last night.
Yeah, they weren't in Arvada. They're from Missouri. See.
Oh, then they're got. Okay. Interesting choice. Interesting choice
anyway,
to come to
Danger
Arvada.
Five. I don't know how people like it when we get thoroughly distracted by shit you can't see. So please mention in the comments how you feel about that, or mom, just text me again.
Did your mom just stop commenting and just start texting
me? No, she does text me about what happens. like she'll mention stuff to me about episodes she liked. She won't mention episodes she didn't like, so I just kind of extrapolate so that.
I guess you would assume that anytime she doesn't text you is one that she didn't like. Just in case we haven't said it, highball.
Highball.
Give me that money. Gives me that.
So Danger 5 is an Australian satirical show. Let me take this opportunity to switch to sunglasses. I wear my sunglasses in the morning cause it's real bright outside. So he cannot die on his way to work. Yeah, I don't want to kill you, Kyle.
I don't mean you can kill
me. You're the only part of my life that's joyful.
Wow. That's fucking deep.
Kate's okay.
Kate's alright. She does work. It was like a phrase for a while.
She does work?
Not she does work, just do work. And like, and people would say it like, yo, I gotta do work. And like,
what the fuck does that mean?
This weird in my mind where it came from. This is by no means where
why aren't these lights yellow blinking?
Because they're not on yet.
But they are, because they're blinking yellow.
Well, I don't know. But do work was like, in my head, this weird extrapolation of like the physics definition of work.
Oh, right.
It was like, put energy into movement into something.
Yeah, and convert potential energy into kinetic energy, damn it.
I gotta do work,
okay,
yo.
Hey, I'm doing it. Converting potential energy into kinetic energy now. Anyway, here's Wonderwall. So, Danger 5.
Yes.
Is a satirical Australian TV show with two very, very, very different series. It's kind of like Look Around You level of different between two seasons.
But the cast stays the same
through
the two seasons.
Well, most of them do. But the characters that they're portraying change a little. So it's very odd.
But then in one episode, I hear that they go back in time and meet themselves. And that's what Tyler was saying.
Yeah, okay. I think so. It gets squirrely fast. So at no point did it take itself seriously. It's made by the same guys who made Italian Spider-Man.
Sweet. Oh, my God. Is that true?
I think so,
I've never seen it, but I've only heard good things.
Oh, Italian Spider-Man is like, I don't know if there's even a show so much as
is
just
that
a
the
bunch
one
of
where they,
vignettes.
Like, the dude, like, happen, like, puts the hamster through the tube to torture the guy?
I
or
don't
is
remember.
That, okay.
I don't remember. I watched Danger 5, like, 5 years ago, and I forgot about it a lot since then. So, but Danger 5 is about a group of, a crack team of military commando-y dudes that are tasked with the one most important job of all, which is to kill Hitler. That's the shtick.
And they're led by an eagle.
And they're led by, an eagle, whose name I don't recall. In the second season, there's also a man who's also a white lion, who's called Mackenzie. And he just laughs a lot for no real reason. It's delightful.
It was an Adult Swim show, right? Or was it something else?
I don't know if it was on Adult Swim. It might have been on Adult Swim.
Adult Swim went into like non-animation for a little bit.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't remember where it was. It's Australian made, and then
because they had Saul and the Mole Men for a while, which was like weird, and they had Tim and Eric Awesome Show, and
Tim and Eric Awesome Show's out there. Corwin worked on that. He was an intern. He's in an episode.
He's in one?
Mm-hmm.
You need to send me that clip.
He's in the Glowbones episode.
Okay. Is he in the Glowbones?
No, he's randomly, like, there's a scene where it's like, Glowbones! And then there's like, you can do the thing! And he's just standing there holding them like, what? And then it cuts away. Like, he's on there for like 2 seconds, not even.
But that's sweet!
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Oh, I gotta find that.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, that's so cool!
Remind me when I'm near a computer, I'll send it to you. Because it's, it's delightful. It's like, remember when Corbin was on TV?
That should be
the lamest thing you can be in.
I just watched that episode of the expert, the second one.
Yeah.
Where he's like, can you please put the video on the slides? I was like, Corwin should put the video on his resume.
Yeah.
Print the video.
So yeah, that was his brush with fame. He interned on that show for one of the seasons, that whatever season that's in. And they basically walked up to the interns and they're like, someone come do a thing. He's like, yeah, all right. And then they're like, hold these. And he's like, what? And that's the part like that I guess that they filmed that they kept. Hold these. And it's like, what? And then now dance with them. And then he's like dancing. And they're like, that's it. That's the whole, like, that's what he did.
Danger 5, though, sounds like it's really fun.
I would recommend Danger 5. It is ridiculous. I don't even know what I would recommend it to or how or by. It's like ridiculous, campy action movies. It's kind of like if Team America was a live-action thing, but not as vulgar.
That's what I described it as.
Not as vulgar.
Yeah, because it's meant for television, and you can only do so much on TV.
Well, I mean, it's not as much puppet sex.
It's just regular sex. No.
There's a little bit of that.
But they have the one of the silliest parts is they have like a guy who one of the episodes, I don't know if it's multiples, but one of the episodes is about Nazi dinosaurs. And it looked like the most entertaining episode ever.
Yep. There's Nazi dinosaurs.
And they're like they have like swastika bands on their arms and stuff like
that.
It's
like what is happening? that show is 100%. It is 100% by volume. What the fuck am I looking at right now? My favorite part still is when the head guy, the eagle guy, like they're all chit chatting and he wants them to stop and he just pulls out a shotgun and just shoots it like right into the ceiling and he's like, now you know I don't like to take out the sit down gun.
Oh,
just those little vignettes. I'm like, why the fuck do you have a sit down gun? It's like delightful.
He needs to make sure they sit down.
Well, yeah.
What time is it?
There's a recurring meme or joke through the whole thing, which is as someone dying, like when they're dying, one of the characters will inevitably be there, like good guy or villain, doesn't matter. He's like there, like hold them as they die, and he gives them their recipe for whatever drink it is. So it's like one part rye, two parts this club soda, dash of bitters, the perfect Manhattan. And it's always like, it's not a Manhattan, by the way. I panicked. I choked in the bit, and I forgot how to make any drink all of a sudden.
Oh, wow. That's a terrible thing.
Well, right now, Jonas has been swilling vodka. So I could do that.
You don't have to make drinks when all you do is take it straight from the bottle.
Yeah. Kendrick Evans, 2018.
Death year.
Yeah, that was 1988 to 2018.
Famous
that
last words.
That wasn't my quote. That was me dying.
It took him...
was the end on the tombstone. I'm fine, folks. I'm fine. I'm just kidding. I'm going through a rough patch.
No, I just was making fun of the fact that those are good last words. If we have a whole episode on good last words. No, that sounds like we'd have to put way too much
By the way, we
into
do
it.
Need to get it going on the band names again. I've heard from people that they like them.
I just wanted to make sure that we had more than just you and I doing them. But, I mean, I don't think it really matters if it's just you and I.
No, I've heard people say they like them. And I've heard, and that list keeps growing.
Hey, I'm fine. It's pretty fun and easy to come up. I'm like way more of a spontaneous person, I figured out. Because when people are like, you know, you should put a little bit of forethought into this thing. And I'm like, what the hell is the fun in that?
No.
The reactions are the best.
I just like going down the list of band names because I just laugh every time I look at that list. It brings me joy. I'm so glad we decided to do that. And other people, like I said, have said that they enjoy that part.
What other we have the band name segment. We have the is this this or that that I do sometimes.
I like that too. That's a lot of fun.
And then
that's the most high stakes episodes because I get way too into it.
Like I need more episode ideas for is this this or that because it's hard to come up with things
that's hard.
Drastically similar, but different.
I like the one which was I saw on Facebook the other day. I think was Elven names or antidepressants.
Yeah, there was like a Geeks Who Drink round that was like skin diseases or Dungeons and Dragons characters, and I was like, I didn't know if we should do one of those or if it's already been played out, but I might do it.
We can do stuff that's played out. We don't care.
I was gonna do like Star Trek versus Star Wars planets and see if you guys could get them, but then I switched over to Star Trek planets versus minerals, and that was way different.
That was fun. That was hard. You buried the lead very well on some of those.
They're like the way they name planets and fucking minerals is ridiculous in this world. So, I don't know.
Anyway,
what's the other one? There's one more.
Well, the Indian gods.
No, not of the. There's one more segment.
Right, Indian food or god? Eventing.
Eventing, yeah, okay.
Another one.
Where we Hill the Dion, but we. It's more fun to like. The Hill the Dions are like
it's
way
more fun when
fun.
It's organic.
Yeah, when you're like, you God, somebody was just doing this today.
Yeah, I wonder if people. As this, if this grows, it doesn't grow. No one's listening.
It is, actually.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Not you, non-bread. I'm a little worried that people are going to start thinking this is actually how we really are.
They don't know us. Where are they going to meet us in real life? And, like, I mean, we're a little bit more pronounced and, like, characterized, but, like...
Caricatured.
Yeah, caricatured. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I'm...
But...
I mean, I say shit on here that I really... don't believe, just for the record. I just say shit, guys.
Yeah, like, me too.
We just talk out of our asses on this show.
I mean, yeah, me and Kendrick and we are both, like, rational human beings who...
And I don't mean anybody harm.
...don't want to, like, hurt or murder anybody, but...
I don't mean anybody any harm.
But we have our official comedic license, as referenced by the U.S. government, section 553124, and we paid our fees, so, like, yeah. We're allowed to do comedy.
Yeah.
And I know that usually you're not allowed to do that, but...
We're licensed and insured and bonded, so...
A look into the future!
Yeah. But I just want to make sure I'm clear on that so that I don't get killed in the riots when all of the insert political party here
rise Dude, you
up.
Should insert a really funny political party there.
The silly party. When they rise up and attack me for being whatever it is that I am on the show. Because I'm pretty sure I'd piss off
Oh, my
everybody.
God. If I... Yeah. You should... Okay, if you have a second today, you should listen to the newest episode of Harmontown, because he goes on this fucking scream rant, and Dan Harmon's scream ranting is, like, the funniest, most intense
thing
ever.
Even when I don't agree with him at all, it is the funniest thing ever.
He goes on about, like that exactly thing you're saying, which is, like, he's been, like, a professional for this long, and he's, like, pissed off that everybody's, like... fucking getting butthurt all the time about all things. He's like, we can't live in a society where everyone's, like, too afraid of getting hurt. And, like, because no one's gonna come out unscathed anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, we have to accept that, you know, something's gonna happen. But it was, I was like, fucking Dan Harmon!
Yeah.
Fucking Dan Harmon!
Have you ever watched the Game Grumps episode when he's on there?
Yeah, the Grinch one.
The Cat in the Hat one?
There's
a spot there where you can hear... Dan and Aaron just stop playing and turn to him and just listen and just experience his
and that's what
effluvia.
I would thoroughly suggest listening to Harmontown episodes once in a while. He does a really funny raps in the beginning to, like, the beat music that they come into, and they're, like, fucking vulgar and terrible. And they're really funny. And
Dan Harmon is a broken human being.
Yeah, and it's great to watch him just...
I don't agree with him on almost anything, but I love hearing him talk about
it. And I think, as far as political stuff goes, he's one of the people who handled accusations of stuff the best.
Well, he fucked up.
I think, yeah.
He fucked up, and he owned it. Yeah. And I respect that. And the lady who he was very terrible to, just to keep it simple...
Yeah.
Forgave him for it. So I think he handled that well.
Yeah.
I think Aziz Ansari is the only other person who's kind of got out of that okay. And just by being Aziz Ansari, he had it hard. But
when you have an apologist like Sarah Silverman for, like, Louis C.K., did you hear about the whole thing?
No.
So, like, Louis C.K. got in trouble.
Louis.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
His name's Louis C.K., isn't it?
Louis C.K.
It's okay. There's an S on the end. It's like Idaho. It's like Boise. What is it?
I just like how you said Idaho there.
Illinois.
It's like Idaho.
Illinois.
Idaho?
I was thinking Illinois. They both start with I. You don't understand how my brain works.
No, I don't, Kyle. I've known you for a decade, and I still sometimes...
It's just those weird connections there.
No, I know.
Sometimes they go back to where they need to, and sometimes they don't.
Yep.
But he got in trouble for asking women if he could masturbate in front of them.
Yeah.
And... Sarah Silverman said that since they've been friends for a really long time, he used to do that to her, and sometimes she'd be like, sure, and sometimes she'd be like, no, and, like, was totally kind of an apologist for the whole, like,
interesting.
It's not, like...
That ruined him.
Yeah.
That
he only recently
career.
Just started, like, doing stuff again, and I don't know
super
serious or not.
As far as I'm aware, that destroyed his career.
But it was interesting to, like, see someone come out on the opposite side that was, like, a friend who was a female, and you're like... This hasn't happened before. No one else has a female friend that's come out and spoke, pro on the one thing that they're doing.
I want to say Aziz Ansari did.
Oh, well.
But I don't remember.
I guess
this was such a weird one.
Though. Aziz Ansari?
Yeah.
What was it?
He, like, pressured someone into sex.
Hmm.
It was very strange because it's Aziz Ansari. You're like, how could he possibly do that? Like, you're like, look at him. He's, like, the least menacing, least intimidating human being on the planet.
I guess that's the power, right? Like,
well, yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. The story was, like, she was all enamored with him, and he, like, pressured her, but they were both drunk, and she was like, yes, but then she regretted it later. It was one of those weird things where you're like, I don't understand what he did wrong, and I need to go back and reread it again, because it's one of those things you're like, I don't see what, I mean, and then he did a big apology, but his career is kind of it kind of plateaued with his Netflix series, I think. And then he kind of disappeared. I don't know if that hurt him more, but I just haven't seen him as much or heard about him as much. But
interestingly enough, Netflix seems to be a weird, like, site for people to, like, do comedy specials who like need to come back. I think Aziz Ansari did a comedy special after that.
I think he might have. I think that might have come out, but I think he recorded it before.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think he addressed it.
Never mind. Netflix, you're good.
Netflix is very good.
I was just talking about
that
with Dalton last night.
I sent him a message. He didn't reply.
If you haven't heard before, Sickle and Ifrit's doing a podcast now, and it's our second episode coming out today.
Cross-link that shit. Get all up in the personal space.
But basically, we talked about how Netflix was on a fucking roll with the movies during Halloween.
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
They came out with The Haunting of Hill House, which I would highly suggest. The Chilling Tales of Sabrina, Castlevania. They came out with a bunch of really good horror movies. Like, they were just on point, I think. And a lot of people didn't like a lot of stuff they did, but I was like,
if you come out with one
8-episode series that's specifically based around horror, like, and it's better than a long-running horror series on FX, like American Horror Story, then you've won. Like, you did it.
What I like about Netflix is that they can miss, and it doesn't hurt them, you know? Like, if you're NBC, and you have your primetime 7 p.m. on Thursday slot, right? Like, the big time that people watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the number one, right? Theory, whatever's on. And you bomb, like, what was it?
Your advertisers get pissed.
Well, Roseanne.
Like, yeah.
You get a Roseanne situation. You heard about what happened there.
Yeah, she's, like, vaguely racist on Twitter. Or super racist on Twitter.
She was Roseanne being Roseanne. And I can't remember what exact thing set them off. I think it might have been in the Jew cookie thing, the Nazi thing.
I don't know.
Years ago for a Jewish magazine, because if anybody's good at self-deprecating humor, it's the Jews.
Whoa.
Anyway, so they fired her, and then they continued the show called Roseanne as a spinoff called, what was it, The Tanners? That's the family name?
Yeah.
And killed her character off.
Really?
Yes. They killed off Roseanne.
John Goodman was in it still?
Yes. The whole rest of the show was the same. They made like 2 episodes and they're like, wow, this still sucks. And then they canceled it. I think that's where it is. As of recording, that's my understanding of what happened. That's what they did. Like, what? So,
like,
this is how they're trying to, like, handle this.
Uh-huh.
And they're watching how their ratings plummeted after they killed off Roseanne. Partially because... What?
But all this is an effort to say that Netflix doesn't have to deal with that shit.
My whole point is that that's their prime slot, so they had to go through all these machinations to make that show that they put all this effort into in that primetime slot to be there, and then it all went to shit. So if Netflix, if they're like, oh, we got to shit can this person. Okay, shit can the person. Make a new show. Oh, no, whatever. Like, here's the next show. So they can afford to miss, and I think that's a very, very valuable thing because there's a lot of crap on Netflix.
Yeah.
There is a lot of crap on Netflix, and there are Netflix originals that are crap. But what's great is, so, you don't watch it then. Oh, there's a new Netflix.
You pay for all of it with, like, your $15 a month, like, so it doesn't really matter if it's...
And that's the thing is, you don't have to care if there's bad stuff on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt them at all, which is a subtle but profound thing. If there's a bad thing on primetime on NBC, that hits them.
Mm-hmm.
It hits them bad.
Well, most likely, it's an advertiser thing, right? Because commercial. Because if your slot does bad and your commercials you're paying a ton of money for don't like hit a lot of viewers, then the company loses money. Like with a subscription model, Netflix doesn't have to really worry about advertisers or anything because they're getting money.
They need to have a good show. They need to have enough good shows, so it actually rewards them to make a shitload of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because eventually, one of it's going to hit. That's how gambles like Castlevania can be so good.
That's how sci-fi did it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, weirdly enough. Those crappy sci-fi movies, like, one out of every, like, two of, or one out of every, like, five or six of them are actually entertaining.
Yeah.
And the more you make, the and if you can afford to do it at a certain level, the better off you're going to be.
The problem of the sci-fi model is they're still doing that time-wise thing. Now, it works at 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right? And people who watch sci-fi movies watch them at weird times. So that was, like,
the middle difference step. Between cable and non-cable television is that, like, cable television is, you're already paying, like, to get to take cable television. Yeah. So there's a... There would be an idea that you might not care about when you watch it. But I was going to add on to that and say, with regard to that, I wonder how these streaming services are going to do. Because you have DC and Disney streaming services coming out soon. Yep. They've announced Loki, Scarlet Witch TV shows, The Mandalorian's coming out on the Disney channel, the Disney streaming service.
I'll be honest, I don't think that the branded ones are going to do as well as Netflix because they can't afford to do a shotgun blast.
I wonder if Disney's going to be successful at it. They're bringing Tom Hiddleston to the Loki TV show on Disney.
I think they're gonna do well. I think they're gonna do well, but you won't see that. You'll see super, like, locked down Disney style, highly controlled stuff, as opposed to the wonderful, weird, experimental shit going on Netflix.
I would even agree with you there, because even the Marvel stuff on Netflix is kind of experimental and weird.
Well, because they can afford to miss. That's all I'm saying. Disney can't afford to miss.
With that stuff, they probably couldn't afford to miss, but they did it anyway in some of them.
I think, because, well, here's the thing. You can always be like, nah, that Netflix original, that doesn't count. But the Disney-branded, Disney, like, streaming service version, you can't
yeah.
walk away from that.
That's true.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying Netflix can afford to have crap on it, but I think in order to differentiate now, you can't afford to have crap. Netflix can afford to have crap. Disney streaming service can't, because otherwise it will compare unfavorably.
Yeah.
Because Netflix already has so much dominance in this market.
I think maybe the benefit of the Disney streaming service is that they have so many movies that aren't on Netflix that are going to be available that, like...
They'll have their own...
If they put the Disney vault on there, that shit is going to go through the roof.
Oh, it's going to be bananas.
Because you can't watch those movies anywhere else.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's how they're going to win, is their massive collection. Because the fact that they own 3/4 of all IP.
Yeah, and you're going to have like things like Snow White and Aladdin on a streaming service. People will pay money for that shit. I guarantee it. Money.
Yeah, everyone will. But I think the problem you're going to see is they're not going to stop streaming Netflix.
They're going to add.
Because the question is, whether they'll switch, I suppose. But I still think that Netflix is a major value add.
Well, Disney will just buy Netflix, and then it'll be like a sub-service you can get for Disney streaming. It's like an add-on. It's just Netflix. You want these thousands of other movies in addition to your 5 Disney movies that you get to watch?
Yeah,
I do. So, well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yep.
We kind of ramble way long on this
one. See you next time. We really sit-socked it up.